Blog Talk Radio.
McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Midwest Coach Limousine. Midwest Coach Limousine is a family fun or family run company. Family fun too, that's for sure. It's led by an experienced and knowledgeable staff. They take great pride in providing you and your guests safe, fun, and affordable transportation. Visit them online at www.MWC, that stands for Midwest Coach Limousine, MWC.LIMO, or give them a call at 331-900-0088 and book a vehicle from one of their luxury fleets of sedans, SUVs, limousines, party, and coach buses. Their staff is ready to make your special event memorable. The Dally McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Illusion Photography, one of the best in Chicagoland, serving the area for more than 13 years. Check out illusionphotography.com. Naperville Trolley and Tours, North Fork Farm in rural Oswego, Bricconi's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. The Dally McCarthy Show is also proudly sponsored by Bliss Culinary Heaven and Carl Knudsen, DJ and wedding singer. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contracts. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com. Clark's Car Care, also a proud sponsor of the Dally McCarthy Show, Arthur Murray Dance, and Sullivan Steakhouse, supporting the Dally McCarthy Show and non-for-profits all around Chicagoland for almost 5 years. That's right, folks. In March, we will be celebrating 5 years on the Dally McCarthy Show, and I want to thank you all so much. Welcome to the program. I am your host, Dally McCarthy. What's the good word, everybody? Hello to all my listeners on WCKG 1530 AM in Chicago, Tuyville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, been with me since the very beginning, and Rivet Radio Network in Chicago. Thanks for all those. Change the show from an hour to a half hour. I really resisted for years to do this. About 2.5 years I resisted because I thought everybody wanted an hour show, but now I get it. Y'all want a show you can listen to from beginning to end on your train ride into work or home or while you're doing the dishes. We don't have an hour to spare sometimes. So shortening the show to a half hour has really increased our listenership. So I want to welcome all the new listeners also on 1010 News Talk in Chicago. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're all over the place, folks, because we like to spread the good word. And that's what I want to find out from you. What is your good word? Welcome to the show. You know, every week I bring you good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. This week we have Well, I'm going to be talking to a well-known author, Elma Bond, very shortly here. She's the author of more than 20 books, and her latest book, Barbara Streisand on the Couch. You'll see why mega best-selling biographer Kitty Kelly calls it thoroughly enjoyable. We're going to be talking to Elma in just a few short minutes. And then a little later in the program, marriage counselors, husband and wife team Ruth and Dennis Gibson will talk communication. You know, it's so simple. You read this all the time. Listen, 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 and really listen. Don't wait for your turn. Listen. But do we really practice it? They're going to give us some tips this week on how to make communicating easy and a better way to communicate with your spouse for the good of your marriage, the good of your family. So you want to stay tuned in for the rest of the show on that. We do have a lot of things to get to, including talking to Elma Bond on this new book she has released, Barbara Streisand on the Couch. But first, I want to remind you to please, please, please send me your Facebook messages and wherever you are on social media. I can pick up messages everywhere. I want to hear what's going on, what's good in your life, what New Year's resolutions you have in your life, so how you have been successful so far. Mine was to get back into shape. I'm not that far off, but I ran into some issues the beginning of this year. I went to Dallas to an amazing conference for my new magazine. I think I told you all I'm starting a magazine that will be launching in April. I'll give you more details on that soon. But went to N2 Publishing Conference in Dallas, had an amazing time, so inspirational, and I'm just so excited about this. You have no idea. It's for those of you who have worked dead-end jobs, jobs where companies didn't care about you, jobs with companies that had never had a purpose other than to make a profit for their CEOs, I've found a company that has a greater purpose out there. And that's N2 Publishing. Not only is it making money, it's a $130 million print media company, and it's one of the leaders in the U.S., but they have a greater purpose. They give back. They give back to their employees. They give back to society. One of their missions is to stop human trafficking, and they've given millions of dollars for that. I'm so proud to be associated with a company with a conscience. And I'm excited that this publication allows me to spread the good word even more, not just through the Dolly McCarthy radio show, but through print. So I'm so excited about that. But that will be coming to you. But here's the thing. I left an amazing time in Dallas, and I met a lovely lady. You know, you meet people at random in the airports and whatnot. And she had a cough, and she told me it was bronchitis, but it really was the flu, people. As soon as I got off that plane, I was down for the count. Not blaming that lady. Kind of, sort of, maybe, kind of. It could have been the airplane recycling the air. But all I'm saying is don't look for someone to blame. I should have been careful. I should have stepped away from her. I should be vigilant. I always wash my hands after I go to the bathroom. Who doesn't? I wash my hands all the time, it seems like. But you just have to be so much more careful this time of year. The flu is going around so bad. So I got the flu. I got off the plane in Dallas, and I've been down for the count. I'm still, as you can tell, probably with my voice, I'm not 100%. So I got to get to my first guest, author Elma Bond. But I wanted to just do a quick PSA here, public service announcement. Take care of yourself. The flu is going around. If you haven't gotten a shot yet, I don't think it's too late to get one, but I didn't get one this year, and I got it. Not to mention, this week I had some gum surgery that I went ahead and did. My doctor told me that it would be fine, even though it was smack dab in the middle of the flu. They see people all the time with conditions. But I went ahead and did my gum surgery. So I guess if I'm down, I might as well really be down, and then I'll hit the ground running next week. But at least we got the Dolly McCarthy show going here. Doing it from my home studio this week. And just a PSA. Be well, take care of yourselves, and take care of each other, as I always say at the end of the show. Elma Bond is with us now. She's the author of a really cool book. I just started to read it. You know me, I read everything, and I juggle like 12 books. I just finished that huge 500-page book by Bruce Springsteen that I got a year ago, and I finally finished it. But I finished like 6 books this year, but I don't finish them all all at once. I take turns flipping them around. I guess I get bored easily, or just I like to juggle them. But anyway, here's the book, Elma Bond. It's called Barbra Streisand on the Couch. Elma has it's her widely popular On the Couch series. It's given readers an opportunity to discover the lives of her past books, Marilyn Monroe, Hillary Clinton, Jackie O, and all through the eyes of a renowned New York psychoanalyst, Dr. Darcy Dale. This is a fictional biography providing a unique and revealing perspective of their lives. And I guess Elma joins us now. Elma, you're a big fan, obviously. Welcome to the show, and big fan of Barbra Streisand, huh?
Oh, thank you. But before we go on, I want to congratulate you for 5 years on the show. I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. Time sure flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? But not when you're writing a book.
Yeah, it flies.
Can you hear
sometimes
me, Elma? Can you hear
I
me?
Sit down to write and I look at
I
the clock
kidding.
And it's 4
you know, there's
hours
always
later.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
can hear you,
you get
fine.
Lost in the writing of the book. You're kind of breaking
yeah,
up. Are you
like nothing else?
Oh, well, tell us about why Barbra Streisand this time.
Why do I pick her to write about?
Yeah,
I think she's a great genius. I think that when I think of geniuses in Hollywood, I think of Charlie Chaplin, and in my opinion, she's right next to him. And I wanted to try to find out what in her character and her background makes her such a great actress, singer, director, writer, and even a playwright. She does everything. A designer, you name it, that woman does it.
Yeah, sure. She sure had a full life, that's for sure. You have On the Couch, your On the Couch series are, you say they're well-researched biographies that span the, you know, Barbra in this situation's life from early childhood to present day, but it's still fictional.
Yeah, I think I read like 100 books on her. As much of the work as goes into the research as in the writing.
Mm-hmm. And what do you want the reader to come away with in reading this book? Will they really have a better understanding of the true Barbra Streisand?
Well, that is what my aim is, very much. Interestingly enough, people have told me that they come away not only with an understanding of her, but of themselves.
Ah. Have you interviewed Barbra herself at all or talked to her about this book before or after or during the writing?
No, she's not interviewed. She'd be interviewed from morning till night if she allowed it.
Does she ever have interviews? I've seen one with Barbra Streisand, or not Barbra, with Barbra Walters, and I'm pretty sure Oprah Winfrey. I think that's about it.
Oh, well, Barbra Walters is Barbra Walters.
Right.
I'm afraid I'm not quite in that class yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's an interesting book offering an understanding and appreciation of Barbra Streisand, the human being. And how many On the Couch series books have you written already now? I know you. I mentioned
I've written,
Marilyn Monroe, Hillary Clinton.
Four have been published, and later this year, Meryl Streep On the Couch will come out. And interesting
yeah.
to compare
oh, gosh,
the two women. I think she's another genius. As you gather, I love geniuses.
Well, don't we all? And to read about them and to get some, you know, gems and pearls and nuggets from their lives to make us even wiser women ourselves is always a good thing, right? What did you find
yeah.
the most?
This is my book. My Barbra Streisand book is doing remarkably well. It's my most successful book so far. And my publisher says that the Meryl Streep book is even better. So I'm looking forward to that to come out.
Wow, that's fantastic. Can you tell us a little bit about the book, Barbara herself, a story or something about a moment in her life that really, like you said, she's a brilliant lady. What makes her so brilliant? Maybe there's something in your book you can tell
makes
our listeners.
Brilliant. I think she's just naturally, I think she was born with it. Her father died when she was like 18 months, and apparently he was a brilliant man, and her mother is sounds like a rather stupid, limited woman. So I think that she probably inherited it, and she just was born with good genes.
Can I read a very short
paragraph that from the book that I think gives you the quality of who she is? Hello?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, with you?
Elma, are you there? Well,
yeah,
you know,
I want to read it. It'll take just a few minutes.
Oh, go ahead.
Barbara, I said chastisingly, I read something important in the newspapers about you that you never told me. She says, yeah, what's that? I read that in 1986, you founded the Streisand Foundation that has donated over $16 million for noteworthy causes like nuclear disarmament, civil rights, and women's issues. $16 million. Few of us ever see that much in a lifetime, let alone donated to charity. It's really wonderful of you. What a good woman you are. How come you never told me about it? Looking shyly at the floor, she said, I was afraid you would raise my fee.
I did read that.
That's Barbara
funny.
For you.
You know, you talked about the genes. Barbara Streisand's sister, you mentioned in the book, she actually was on this show. I had a great opportunity to interview her, and then I saw her perform at the Arcata Theater near Chicago. I love
this. Was she good?
Terrible. What happened with their relationship? Are they friends today?
Well, Barbara never felt really loved by her mother. And she felt that her mother loved her sister much more. And I suppose she was always jealous. And she, with all her great contacts, she never helped her sister out at all, which I think is kind of rotten. I don't know if they're... I know that she bought an expensive condo for her mother, and I believe her sister lives there. Whether they're friends today, I cannot tell you.
Yeah. Well, Elma, thank you so much for coming on the show. The book by Elma H. Bond, Ph.D., Barbara Streisand on the Couch, is out in bookstores and Amazon and everywhere you can find a book. As you can,
you can
imagine.
Get it at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and at Bancroft Press, and also on my website.
And I've enjoyed it so far. And you got a great endorsement from Kitty Kelly here. Everyone knows the mega best-selling biographer of Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis, Rock Hudson, Elizabeth Taylor.
Yes.
She called it thoroughly enjoyable.
Wonderful reviews.
Well, congratulations to you. Looking forward to your next book on Meryl Streep.
Right.
Thanks for coming on the show. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for having me. I've enjoyed it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Thanks.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All righty then. Well, that was interesting. Very, very, very interesting. Now, I want to tell you, we're ready to move on. My next guest is the amazing husband and wife team, keyword team, folks. Ruth and Dennis Gibson are working together, speaking at retreats and banquets and counseling, coaching. They're authors of some pretty great books, 8 books, in fact, The Sandwich Years and Marriage Communication 101. That's what we told you we were going to talk about today. Communication in marriage. So welcome back to the show, Dennis and Ruth Gibson.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Dolly.
Are you there? Fantastic.
Here.
Hi there. Okay.
Hey, good to hear your show.
Welcome
sounds
back on
happy.
The show. Sorry?
Yeah, are you hearing us okay?
I hear you, but we can only speak one
That's
at
good.
A time. So, Ruth, you said something. We missed it.
Well, we're just glad to be here. I was listening to your show, Dolly, and it's so peppy and so interesting. I enjoyed hearing that author speak and tell you about her book. Good to hear from you. The weather's cleared. It's beautiful out today.
It sure is. Let's hope communication is clearer for our families. Thanks to Ruth and Dennis Gibson. This week, we are talking about communicating, the number one rule in communication. What is the number one rule in communication?
Well, you know, I always feel like listening first is important. And sometimes it's important when it's hardest to do, because you know how it is. People want to tell their story, but sometimes it's hard to listen to the other person's story. And I always feel like it's good for us to just take the time to hear a person, try to understand what they're trying to tell us, and then tell them our story. And, you know, that's not easy. Take some listening and some trying to hear what they're really saying.
And the commitment to God first gives us an orientation to something bigger than ourselves, and so that we're desiring to bring this marriage into a commitment to Christ first and then to each other as fellow Christians.
The reason I think that works well is it gets us off our own focus onto what does God want for us, and helps us to focus on the persons we care about. And, you know, it applies not just in marriage, but in many walks of life, whether we're working with kids or relatives or people at the workplace, to listen well and to put other people in high regard so we can hear what they're trying to say. There's a lot of hurting people out there, and listening to them and hearing their pain sometimes is very helpful.
And
yeah, it's got to be hard for married couples that are hurting to just, when they're hurting so badly, to listen, because you think you're the one hurting the most. And yeah, so number one rule in communication, just listening. That's the number one rule. All right, let's move on to number two. What should we do?
No interrupting. No interrupting. Because then it just gets to be one interrupting the other and neither one listening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to hold back. Here's one of the fruits of the Spirit is self-control, to not interrupt, but to maybe sometimes set a kitchen timer. So to limit the amount of time that one person can take up before the opportunity to speak goes to the other person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's hard. That's hard to do. I often think too that one of the problems we all run into is getting off the subject, and sometimes we have to say, "Okay, let's set that aside and finish this first subject we're talking about." And so listening carefully to understand before we move on to the next subject takes a lot of time. And, you know, a lot of people don't have the time to just sit down and say, hey, let's give each other the first 15 minutes after supper or something, or whatever time works for them, to say, tell me how you're really doing and what's going on. You know, as we talk about this, I think of something that has been very helpful in our lives. One of the things I got involved in as I was a high school kid, Dolly, I got into Young Life, and that's an organization for high school kids. And, it's been a part of me ever since. And I'd just like to tell you a little bit about that and how it's helped me.
Well, Ruth, I totally, totally want to talk about Young Life. I'm glad you brought that up, because on the Dolly McCarthy Show, we always like to feature a not-for-profit. And I knew you, too, that was an organization near and dear to your heart. So I'm glad you brought that up. So our rules of communication, though, we got to get those down first, and then we'll jump into Young Life. We're going to talk about that really quickly, but we want to tell our listeners that communication, number one, be a good listener. Don't interrupt. Number two, seek to understand. And as Ruth mentioned, you said bite-sized topics, so try not to get off track and stay at the topic on hand.
Right.
Which, you know, as you said, this is all going to be tricky.
It is hard.
And
it's simple, but it's hard. Hard to put it into practice. So That's what we want to make sure people do. Stick with the subject and just pause long enough to see if the other person is tracking with us, and to listen and hear what they're saying and what they're thinking and if they're following us. Sometimes we'll say things like, what I hear you saying is, or my understanding is that you XYZ, whatever it is. So feeding back to the person our understanding of what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. And we mentioned a couple minutes ago the one that I'd like to have be number three, and that is giving ourselves each to God first, perhaps mm-hmm. pausing several times to take a break from a conversation that is starting to get heated and a competition. It starts to be a competition for who's going to have the floor, and pausing perhaps and praying so that our focus is not on winning in a contest with the other person, but to glorify God, to grow as worshipers of God. So take breaks to cool down and mm-hmm. surrender to God. Let's have that be number three. Is that
I love
the number?
Oh, amen to that. That's for sure. Okay, tell us about Young Life. We've got a few minutes left, just a couple of minutes to talk about Young Life. How did you get involved in it? And we'd love to learn more.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was at Morgan Park High School on the south side of Chicago, and my friend Don Barry, who currently lives in Glen Ellen and was a class member and a band member, said, do you want to come to Young Life? And I finally came after he asked me twice, happened to be held at his house, and it was a club for high school kids from my high school. And the whole idea was we had fun, we sang songs, we had skits, and then there was a very brief 5 or 10 minute presentation of God's love and how God loved us. And in other words, the good news was presented in a way that was appealing to high school kids. And I thought, this is so cool, because as I looked around the room, there were 100 kids sitting in that big living room. I thought, I could bring anybody to this because they would love it, because it's fun. It's a lot of kids they know, and I never missed a club in 4 years. And one of the things they do that's been really meaningful is they have camps all over the world, and these camps are the same program, the idea of give kids the best time of their life. It could be horseback riding or zip lines or swimming.
That's during a camp, not during a club in the neighborhood.
Not during a Sunday evening in someone's front room or living room.
Yeah.
So anyway, these camps, as I said, are in the summer and then sometimes weekend camps. And when I was a high school kid, we went to Colorado, and now there are camps all over the world. And the whole idea is reaching kids with the good news that God loves them. And when we get that in our life, an awareness that God loves us and he really, really cares about the details of his life, of our lives, it makes life go better. Life is never going to be perfect,
absolutely,
but I know we can learn a lot. Yeah, by just saying, okay, how does God fit into my life? So I've been involved ever since, and I'm in the computer. You can look up Young Life Chicagoland Region, and that's the people who are listening.
And here's a phone number. We'll mention
this
also.
Give us a number. We're almost out of time. 30 seconds, Dennis.
317-670-8112. That is for
right.
the Chicago area, greater Chicago, city and suburbs.
So there's clubs in the city and in the
it's
suburbs, in fact, Naperville and
thank
Park
you.
Ridge.
Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much, Dennis and Ruth Gibson. I'm so sorry we're out of time. I don't want the timer to cut us off. Dennis and Ruth Gibson,
well,
Christian marriage counselors, check out their website, Vitality Gibson, or actually it's DennisGibsonChristianCounselor.com. And you can also reach out to vitalitygibson@gmail.com. Thanks to both of you so much for giving us some tips to our married listeners. And on that note, we got to end it. Stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. So long.
Bye-bye.
Ooh, yeah.